John chapter 20, verse 19. It says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, and the doors being shut, stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Read an article about a young girl who suffered from a disease where the disease caused her not to feel any pain. She would put her hand on a stove burner and her flesh would burn off her bones. She could not feel it. They interviewed the mother and asked her what it was like living with a daughter that felt no pain. You know, all of us would like to say, I wish I had a life of no pain. Do you really know what you're saying? See, this daughter, she said, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. We have to watch her 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She can be walking down the road. She can break an ankle, not even know it. She can't play with other kids because they'll hurt her accidentally. She can't feel any pain, so she'll push her body as far as she can go. Break bones. She has multiple bones broken. But she said, the worst thing of all, my daughter sheds no tears. She said, I cannot be a mother to her like I want to be. My daughter doesn't feel pain, so whenever she's hurt or things like that, she can't come to me because she don't have any feeling. She don't feel pain, so there's no tears. Isn't that terrible, being a mother, not being able to really take care of your child like you want to? So do you really want a life that's not filled with pain? Pain is instilled in us at birth. Jesus and God showed us that through pain, God can use the wounded parts of your life to bring Him glory. The title of the sermon tonight is Wasted Wounds. And God will not let your wounds go to waste. Regardless of what's happened in your past, regardless of how much pain you've had to go through, God will not let your wounds go to waste. When Jesus showed Himself, when He came back and showed Himself to His disciples, He did not show Him His power. He did not show Him His ability. No, He showed Him His wounds. He said, look at my hands and look at my side. There's a reason why He showed Him His wounds. Because, number one, they're permanent in appearance. Say, I want you to see the wounds. They're permanent. God allowed Him to come back with the wounds to show us that, yes, we will be wounded in our life. And the scars and the wounds that we carry, they will be permanent. But the reason why they're permanent is to give a testimony. When He came to the disciples and said, Peace be unto you, they didn't know who He was. But then when He showed them His wounds, they said it was glad when they saw the Lord. They knew it was Jesus because of His wounds. It was a testimony that He was who He said He was. It made Him authentic. It backed up His testimony by showing Him the proof. Look at my hands. Look at my side. I am He that died on the cross, but I'm alive. It was a testimony to show that they were permanent.
And you know what? I don't know a lot of things about what heaven's going to look like. John tried to describe it. He couldn't even describe it. He said it was like this and like this and like that. I don't know what a sea of crystal glass looks like. I don't know what streets of gold and gates of pearl. I can't even fathom what that looks like. Jasper walls, I can't imagine what kind of mansion we'll have over there. I don't know what all that is, but I know that I will know one thing for sure. I'll know who Jesus is. How will I know Him? By the prints of the nails in His hands. I'll know Him by His wounds. His wounds were a testimony that He was who He said He was. See, what wounds are you suffering tonight? What scars are you carrying? Our testimony does not come from our excellence. Our testimonies come from our wounds. God has allowed us to go through things, not for us to sit back and say, oh, woe is me. No, they're to give glory to God and to prove by His grace that He brought you through. Not only were they a testimony, but they were a trophy. Because they were permanent. What was the trophy? A trophy of grace. It was, I was dead, but I'm alive, and I'll be alive forevermore. I prove it. They're permanent, but I'm using the permanent scars to show you that I am who I said I was. And if I said I was going to rise, then I'm going to come back and I prove it. I'm going to prove it time and time again. And the same Jesus that died on the cross and has the wounds to show that He will take care of our sins is the same one that will take care of you yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He proved it. And those scars that we carry are not only testimony, but they're a trophy of what God has brought us through. They're permanent in their appearance, but they're also painless in their activity. Scars don't hurt. In fact, some scars you can't even feel where the scar is. The scars show where pain was. It shows that there was pain, but there isn't pain anymore. So what's that say about us? Well, the scars that we have in our lives show us, our spiritual lives show us that yes, there was pain at one time. But there's not pain anymore. I'm living in victory. Because scars don't feel, they heal. And Jesus carried scars. He said, guys, I'm not hurting any longer. But I'm just showing you that yes, they're going to be there. But you know what? I don't feel any pain. I'm living a victorious life because I rose from the dead. And thank God the scars that you have in your life, yes, they are going to be permanent. But thank God they show where healing has taken place. Hallelujah. You're not hurting anymore. When we was visiting a young man by the name of Kyle Cassidy, whenever we was up visiting Mike's brother Keith, I got to say he's an absolute miracle. So Carrie and Aaron have been visiting him too, and some of the other preachers have been visiting him. It's an absolute miracle. I get in there and I really didn't know about his soul, and I said, Kyle, I said, how you doing today? He said, man, I'm doing great. He was in a coma for 5 days. He woke up, started moving. Now he's walking. Absolute miracle. And he said, I had a meeting with a counselor today. And he said, he asked me how all this happened. He said, I was just honest with him. I said, I overdosed. He did. He overdosed. And the counselor said, are you going to go back to that when you get out of here? He said, sir, absolutely not. He said, I got saved. And I don't have a desire to do that anymore. And he said, Brian, he said, as soon as I get out of here, he said, I got to go to Medford Nazarene the first Sunday. But the second Sunday, I'll be at Rubyville. And Kyle's going to walk in this church. And he's going to be able to stand up and say, yeah, I got scars. Woo! I did go through it. But the main thing is I went through it. Jesus healed me. And now I'm a walking miracle. And He is, folks. Walking miracle. Brother Mike over here tonight, he wouldn't
mind me saying this, but buddy, you lived a rough life, didn't you? It's been to be a year here, just a couple of weeks. He got saved. And Mike can stand up tonight and show you how the devil marked his body. How the devil put scars in his life. Probably drugs, alcohol, everything. You probably tried it, didn't you, buddy? Ooh, glory to God. And he's got the scars. And yeah, Mike, they're permanent. I'm sorry about that. I know they're permanent. You know that. But you know what? They don't hurt anymore, do they, buddy? But we can look at Mike Jewett tonight and say, hey, he was a dirty, rotten old sinner, but he ain't anymore. How do we know that? Because he's got the scars to prove it. Hallelujah. They're painless in their activity, but they're also powerful in their application. You say, how are they powerful? Because they give credibility to your speech. Scars back up what you say happened to you. See, there's a reason why different preachers go over better than some preachers. Reason is some preachers have been through a lot more. Now, I can stand up here and I can testify to you with everything in my being and tell you that God can help you if you have diabetes. You know how I can do that? I can prove it. I have the proof and credibility to show you I know God can take care of you. Since I was 13 years old, I'll be 32 in September, haven't been in the hospital one time for diabetes. Not one time. I can prove it. Because I got the stuff to back it up. But I can't stand up here and tell you, I know what it's like to lose a child. Now I can say, hey, I can pray for you, and I will pray for you, but I can't really feel what you're feeling. But Jody Dingus can't. How can she do it? Because she's got the scars. She's got the scars. I can't tell you what it means to have a marriage that's been broken up. I can't tell you what it means to have knockdown, drag out fights at my house. I can stand up here and tell you that I'll pray for you and I'll try to count you and try to point you to Jesus. But to say I really know how you feel, I don't know how you feel. Tom and Mindy do. Tom and Mindy do. Why? Because they got the scars. It gives credibility to what they went through. And they can stand and testify tonight. Jody can stand and testify that, yes, I have lost children. I have lost family members. But the grace of God was there every step of the way. And Tom and Mindy can stand and testify tonight. Yes, our marriage was on the rocks. We were about ready to give up. But Jesus Christ, glory to God, came along and put us back together. They can testify to that because they can back it up. I don't know what it means to lose parents. I got both of them. I don't know what it means. I can say I can pray for you, and I will. But I don't know what that means, Mike. But Angie does. Angie knows what it means. Now I can tell you God can bring you through.
Amen.
But Angie can tell you. There ain't a day that goes by she don't miss her mommy and daddy. But she can say through it all, His grace is sufficient. And what else? Scars are powerful because they give cleansing to your soul. See, every scar has a story. You know that? I kind of, this is kind of funny, but I love old Lonnie here. And Lonnie, I've seen his scars. And buddy, I'm telling you, if you'd see his scars, it looks like the map of the United States. And you know what he goes through? This happened to me here, this happened to me here, this happened to me here. And every scar he has on his body. And we're there for hours, usually, because you have a lot of scars. He does. I'm serious, he does. But every scar is a story, don't they? And I've got a few. I got one right here on this knee. And I can tell you what happened. I was playing football, And we was getting ready to go play football, actually, and I jumped over a concrete wall, and I hit the top of the concrete wall with this knee, and it busted open, and blood was everywhere. So I had to get that stitched up. And then I got a scar over here, too. And this scar right here was, I was living in Shoemaker Edition, and I was riding my 10-speed bike down Mr. Shoemaker's Hill. And I hit that and hit the road, and the bike stayed, and I didn't. And they had the old, you know, they probably still do, but the pedals, they had the metal spikes on it, and it ripped this knee open. So I got that scar. Then I got a scar on my back here. About 4 years ago, I had back surgery, so I got a big old scar right there. And I spent 4 days in the hospital, and then I got four little holes right here. And that was a gallbladder taken out. And I got a scar right here on my elbow, where my elbow was out of joint. And I've got a scar on the top of my foot, where the skin was ripped off when I tried to jump in the pool. And I got it. No, I'm just kidding. I'll stop there. You know, it never gets old telling those stories. And I want to tell you every scar that you have in your life. I know's got a story. Every scar. And you know what? My advice to you is, don't quit telling your story. I'm telling you, I know we shouldn't live in our past, Mike, should we? The past is long gone. But see, Mike can stand up and tell you what was in the past is past. And I can tell you where God brought me from and where I am today. Never quit telling your story, Mike. Tom and Minnie never quit telling your story. Jody never quit telling your story. Angie never quit telling your story. Larry Cantrell, don't you dare quit telling your story. That man was in jail, been through it, but he's living proof of God's grace. Don't quit telling your story. Coming to church all those years, walked in here on a Sunday morning, was it? Carried your Bible up to the altar. Got saved. Been in church. Don't quit telling the story. Don't. That's exactly right. Billy, don't quit telling the story, buddy. I remember what happened to you. Cancer all through your body, right? Looking for a church that would give an invitation. Finally found one at Rubyville. Sat right up in the front. The only seat left. Came and got saved. How long ago was that, Billy?
Almost
4 years now. You have any cancer?
No.
No cancer. Can you prove that? You got papers, don't you? At the house.
I'm still here.
Yeah, you're still here. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't. Woo! Glory to God! Oh. Gerald, don't quit telling your story, buddy. Everybody's got a story. See, Paul, he tried a better way to explain it, but he couldn't. When he got in front of the kings, I mean, he could have wowed them with his intellect, but he never did he? He always said, I was on the road to Damascus one day. And you know what happened to me? A light shone and I was blind and I went to the priest and I gave my heart to God and he changed my name. That's what happened to me. He never quit telling the story. Not only do they have cleansing in our soul, but finally they give us commitment to our service. Because usually scars show us that, hey, I don't want to do that again. I know never to ride a 10-speed bicycle down Mrs. Shoemaker's Hill. And I never did again. I had to just do it once. What I'm saying is scars remind us of what's happened and we know never to do that again. We have scars of sin in our life and the devil, a lot of us, carry the scars. But the great news about it is Jesus carries scars too. Those scars showed that he'll never have to go through it again.
Oh, Daddy, think about that. He never has to come back to a cross.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. Don't you feel that? I feel that. He never has to come back to be born of a virgin again. He never has to go to a cross again. He did it once. The Bible says He did it once and for all. One time was all it took. And He's got the scars to prove it. Those scars show forgiveness. Those scars show that it is finished. Everything He accomplished was done on the cross, and He doesn't have to do it again. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I know this has been all over the place, but this is, I'm telling you, pain is a part of life. And I'm telling you, and I'm being honest with you, as honest as I can, God will not let your wounds go to waste.